welcome to the 100 year anniversary podcast for Kilkenny Prison Escape, brought to you by Class 13. This is Jailbreak.
Before we begin, we would like to talk to you about what the political climate was like in Ireland in 1921. 1921 saw rapid change in Irish political life and the climax of the Anglo-Irish War. In many parts of the country, the presence of highly aggressive army regiments, such as the Black and Tans, made daily life very difficult.
The year also saw the division of Ireland into a 26-county free state and a smaller 6-county state, which remained under British control. The IRA is also divided north and south so that brigades in more rural areas can operate more effectively without relying on orders from the general headquarters in Dublin, which was under the watchful eye of Crown authorities.
As the conflict between Irish rebels and Crown forces got more intense and frequent towards the end of 1920, the British government decided to declare martial law in the 6 counties of Munster, which according to Tom O'Neill were the most violent counties in Ireland at the time. This would later go on to include Kilkenny and Wexford.
The British government would also deploy units of soldiers recruited from various armed forces to terrorise the Irish public and push back against the IRA. These units such as the Black and Tans and the Auxiliary Division of the Royal Irish Constabulary would commit many violent acts against Irish civilians and communities.
One such violent outburst was the burning of Cork by the Auxiliary's K Company in December of 1920, which followed an ambush on an auxiliary barracks by the IRA, the result of this being the relocation of the K Company to the former workhouse in Dunman Way.
This violence led to a truce being negotiated by a group of Irish delegates in the UK. A truce ultimately led to the Anglo-Irish Treaty, which created an Irish state within the British Commonwealth.
With the truce being settled in July, all IRA volunteers were free to travel around the country uninhibited by Crown forces. However, those who had been captured and imprisoned prior to the truce were left in jail.
Whilst the Irish volunteer prisoners were treated better than lonely criminals, they still found being in prison during the treaty, while all their fellow volunteers were free to travel uninhibited by Crown forces, very frustrating.
The prisoners in Kilkenny Jail, A Wing, had been imprisoned before the truce was ratified, and so remained prisoners during the treaty negotiations. Their escape during the final week of negotiations could have been made the negotiations more difficult for the Irish delegates.
Now that we know more about the political climate in Ireland at the time, in the next episode we will be discussing the Kilkenny jailbreak.